Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for this time we have together. Heavenly Father, indeed we do thank You for Your grace, Your love, and Lord, Your intentional efforts to give us Your Word so that we might learn about You and Your Son Jesus and Your ways. Today, Lord, we count on the fact that You said You'd send Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Lord, You said it was not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit that we might be able to live according to those ways. So we ask that You will bless us with the empowering of Your Spirit, not only to gain the knowledge of these things, but to live according to them. And we'll give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Baptized into Christ. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 27. As Paul the Apostle continues to persuade the church members in Galatia concerning the grace and promise of God, he shows them the significance of their being children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. In chapter 3 and verse 27 of the book of Galatians, he turns their attention toward baptism in Christ and the significance of doing so. He wrote, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." A meaningful change occurs in the person who submits him or herself to Jesus Christ by faith. Not only do they become the children of God, they put on Christ. Paul said, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ," which seems to allow for some who have not. But for those who have been baptized into Christ, there is this denotation: they have put on Christ. The word used for baptized here is baptizo, which means to dip repeatedly, to immerse, to submerge, as a like vessels that are sunk. To cleanse by dipping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water, to wash oneself, to bathe, to overwhelm. They who have been totally submerged and overwhelmed into Jesus have been wrapped in His marvelous grace. When a person is baptized, they go down into the water, like unto death, and they are raised into life that is being like being robed in Jesus Christ. Paul gave even clearer insight to what happens in baptism in the book of Romans, chapter 6, and verses 3 through 9, where he wrote, "Do you not know that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that from here forward we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over Him." When baptism occurs, the old person is put to death, and the new person has put on Christ. Like those who were robed with regal robes in the Roman society, the person who accepts God's free gift of grace by faith in Jesus Christ has been robed in Him. The idea is that a person is now governed by the will of Jesus Christ, and submission and conformity unto His way is the new way of life. The disciples baptized people who professed Jesus Christ as their Savior, as they were instructed by Jesus in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, where it says, "Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost." Throughout the book of Acts, there's incident after incident where people were baptized into Jesus Christ, and when they were put on Christ. This act of submission continues to be available today. May all who hear these words have ears to hear and obey. Next time, we will see how the walls and barriers between people groups fall when we are in Christ. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.